From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leaders of Israel and the U.S. meet in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are trying to find ways to cope with the toughening security environment in the Middle East.
The security environment in the Middle East has deteriorated in many areas. And as I've said repeatedly, the security of Israel is one of my top foreign policy priorities.
The two leaders have had an often fractious relationship, and their meeting was the first in more than a year. Two Americans were among those killed at a police training facility in Jordan on Monday. They were monitors with DynCorp, a U.S.-based security and logistics firm that has a contract with the U.S. government. The U.S. State Department says two other American trainers were wounded in the attack. A Jordanian government official said a South African trainer and two Jordanians were also killed. The shooter, whom media identified as 28-year-old police captain Anwar Abu Zaid, was shot and killed. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's political party has won the first seats in what is expected to be a landslide victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Election officials announced Monday that the National League for Democracy had won 12 lower house seats. Earlier Monday, Aung San Suu Kyi expressed confidence as she spoke to her supporters outside NLD headquarters. The United Nations top diplomat in Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says the country is steadily transforming from a failed state to a recovering one. Kay addressed a special session of the UN Security Council on Somalia. He said he told the council that the transformation in Somalia is well advanced. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says stepped-up security measures have slowed his country's flights out of Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Hammond says a backlog is expected to be cleared up by the end of this week. Thousands of foreigners have been trying to leave the resort in the wake of a deadly October 31st air crash, possibly caused by terrorists, as we hear from Philip Hammond.
The definitive answer to whether or not it was a bomb will come from a forensic examination of the wreckage. That is clearly not under our control. The Egyptians, the Russians, are in a much stronger position to answer that question.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said the downing may have been due to a terrorist act. That marks the first time a top Russian official acknowledged that militants may have caused the crash. The World Meteorological Organization reports greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere last year hit a new high, and 2015 looks as though it will be another record breaker. Lisa Schlein reports.
The WMO warns of a relentless rise in the greenhouse gases fueling climate change. During the past 25 years, the agency says there's been a 36% increase in the warming effect on Earth's climate. This is due principally to carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. WMO Secretary General Michel Jarraud says these long-lived gases are making the planet more dangerous and inhospitable for future generations. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The World Anti-Doping Agency has recommended that track and field's governing body suspend Russia from competition. The recommendation follows findings by the agency of a cover-up by Russia of positive blood doping tests. In a report released Monday, the agency said top Russian athletes, including track and field Olympians and winners of other events, have long participated in a systematic doping program that involves some of Russia's sports officials. University of Essex sports research expert Chris Cooper says serious changes are needed in Russia's sports programs.
What you need to do is to try and develop systems and improve systems in order to catch people. And that requires the country involved to effect a change. And that's very clear from this report. Russia needs to change.
The report indicates athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various Russian institutions, including the country's anti-doping agency and an accredited laboratory in Moscow that handled testing for the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. A report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says faltering international trade may slow global economic growth by 0.1% to 2.9% this year. The report was released Monday. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.